Football is his passion.
I love football. I have a deep abiding respect for the game. I love coaching.
It is his family.
I love being a part of a team. You know, just like almost all human beings have a great desire to be a part of a team, a family that's doing something great, doing something remarkable.
It is his life.
It's trying to win the Lombardi Trophy. Working on that tonight, tomorrow, and every day after is that sure gets you out of bed in the morning.
This is the Jim Harbaugh Show.
I can feel the enthusiasm coursing through my veins right now.
We are ready for this. Let's do it. Let's have our first Jim Harbaugh Show of the season. That's right. I talked right over our new
opener. These things happen. It's the first time we've heard the open.
Jim Harbaugh brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official LASIK surgeon of the San Francisco 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. He's also brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and a proud sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. And Jim Harbaugh brought to you by your Northern California Lexus dealer, who invites you to test drive a Lexus today. Jim, Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey, the Murph and Max Show. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Walked into the building today, and it was different. You know, been coming to this building for almost, you know, 8 full months now, and today was different. Today there's players in the building, and Mike Iupati, Ahmad Brooks, Patrick Willis, Adam Snyder, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, Bruce Miller, Joe Staley, seen those guys so far, and it's a different feeling, and it's like life-giving energy.
Yeah, very good. Tell us, what can you do with them today? Jim, first just kind of go over some of the ground rules. What can you guys get out on the field today?
We could. Once the players have a physical, which the first set of our players will be able to get a physical today at 1:30, up at Stanford. So once they do that, then they can come back and work out in the building.
And are you planning on getting out there and getting some coaching, some hands-on coaching today?
Yeah, why not?
we
definitely.
It's kind of what you told me,
right?
A good idea.
Yeah,
yeah. We're having a meeting. We had a meeting in progress right now with Alex and Colin. So it's full speed ahead.
So tell us about Alex. You say Alex is in the building. So what's the situation on what he can or can't do? You've said many, many times over the last 5 months that you want him to be on your team this year. So can he get out and practice, or does he have to wait for a certain date before he can practice?
He has to wait for a certain date is my understanding of the rules, and he can't practice with the team until the new league year starts, which I've heard the date of August 2nd. I've heard the date of August 4th. So that's another obstacle in our way. But, you know, we'll abide by those rules and get him out there as soon as possible.
That must be real.
First day that he can sign with the team would be on Friday.
That must be super frustrating. You talked about the life-giving energy in the building, and yet you can't get your quarterback, presumably your number one quarterback. I don't know. Maybe he won't be. You can't get him out there. So that's, you say it's an obstacle. Is that driving you nuts?
There's been some good news and bad news. That's part of the bad news. But you know, the attitude in which you look at things, that sometimes you can see the good news and the bad news in just about anything. So we'll have him here for a couple of days, and then once he signs, he'll be able to be in meetings. And until that, the other quarterbacks will get more reps, so that'll be good for those fellas. But, as soon as we can get him on the field, of course, that's when we want him on the field.
Let's just ask you flat out, if you had to make a depth chart at quarterback, is he the number one quarterback that is going to be on the team come August as you guys start training camp?
Well, as it stands now, yes, he would be the number one quarterback on the football team. No question about it. But I always reserve the right to let's find out who our best football players are by watching them out on the field. So that's how we'll make those determinations. And he's ready to compete. He wants it that way. He's not looking to be handed anything. He wants to go out there, compete for it, make it clear cut. And he's got the ability and he's got the license to do that from our end.
And I guess I'm asking it because I think people are wondering, are you guys going to sign another big fish quarterback? Can you speak to the fan base about what the front office and you are doing as far as signing maybe another free agent quarterback to compete. Is that option still open?
All options are open. At every position, let me put it that way. Now, we're not gonna say what our plan is or, you know, what we plan on doing. Just like we wouldn't go into a game and start describing what we're going to do schematically. Uh-huh. For example, we're not going to tell you what the first 10 plays of the game are going to be. So the same thing in how we go about free agency and what our plan is there. We have a plan. We feel like it's a good plan. And, we'll go about executing it. And we may be right, we may be wrong, but, that'll bear out as we go.
Okay, but can you get Colin Kaepernick on the field today? Can you go out and work with him today?
Yeah, so well, as soon as those physicals are taken, we will be able to do that and work out in the weight room, et cetera. So right now meetings can take place, and we're going about doing that.
What did you, if anything, glean from the Camp Alexes, as they called them? The media kind of called them Camp Alexes. Were you able to, and now that the lockout's over, can you speak to what you learned from Camp Alex? Did you get some key information and maybe share some of that with us about what you learned about your players?
Well, the thing I gleaned or learned, about our players is that they took it upon themselves to organize workouts as a team. And that was the most, exciting, gratifying thing to me as a coach that it's important enough to them to do that. And I'm very hopeful that, our players that participated in those workouts will have a leg up when we start practice.
Okay, so Jim Harbaugh joining us, the very first Jim Harbaugh show of the season. He's obviously, you can sense kind of the energy that Coach Harbaugh wants to get out there and get practicing. Other questions to ask Jim for the morning crowd here is that the new CBA, it's going to affect how you coach, I imagine. There's both a limit on two-a-days in training camp and also a limit on padded practices when the season starts. Have you had a chance to digest that and what it means to you as a coach? How does it affect you, negatively or positively?
Well, I've got experience with that coming from the college game of limits on practice time, limits on what you can do on the field in regards to one-a-days, two-a-days, meeting time, etc. So, hopefully that experience will bode well. One thing we're not going to do is skirt the rules. It's important to the player membership that these practices be run in a certain way. We're going to respect that. So, have been making adjustments, tweaks, if you will, to the practice schedule. To make sure that we can get prepared for our games and have our players best prepared as we can to go out and play these football games. So, it's exciting to me that we're going to get out there on the field. I can't wait to get knee to knee and eyeball to eyeball with this entire team and be standing before them and welcome them to the San Francisco 49ers and let's go. Let's go and let the low part drag. And we'll have to do some figuring out along the way, probably more so than any other football season that I've been a part of and our players have been a part of. So, it's been uncharted waters for the last, 4 or 5 months. So, we'll continue to try to navigate the best we can.
Jim, as a former NFL quarterback for so many years and decorated too with all the achievements you had in the league, how do you feel as a former player?
That's a good thing about being retired and old. You get nice things said about you.
Yeah, we didn't say that back when you were still playing.
Yeah, when you're playing, they're like, bench Harbaugh. Bench him, he's a bum.
Best is what they used to say.
You guys see Harbaugh? He didn't look good. He just didn't have it.
No, just didn't quite have it.
Oh, yeah. When we get kicked out of our jobs, they'll say, oh, yeah, that Murph and Mac. They
Murph
had it going
Mac,
for a little while there.
They were the best.
We were getting that, but like you said, though, we have to be former radio guys
right
to get
now,
that.
They suck. Yeah. So, as a former player, how do you feel about the restrictions on two-a-days and padded practices? As a former player, do you say yes, this is best thing for the league going forward, or is it not good for the league going forward?
Well, what I think is that it was important to the players and to the membership. And, you know, they're part of our team. They're part of our family. And we want to respect that. You know, they're the practice time, the meeting time, the training camp is where the team is forged. And, you know, I think every man in America should spend, you know, 3-4 weeks at a training camp and, you know, in a dorm room, have a roommate and, you know, be immersed in football. And it just doesn't get any better than that. I mean, there's some tough things about it. I mean, you got to kiss your babies goodbye you know, but they understand that dad's off working and supporting the family. So, you know, it's just a lot going on. There's an attack on the nerves, you know, because you want to be prepared for the season and all those emotions are churning inside your gut. But, you know, when it's all said and done, there's nowhere else you'd rather be. And, you know, whether it's 3 hours on the field, 4 hours on the field, an hour of walkthrough and 3 hours of practice or 2 hours and 2 hours, it doesn't make that much difference. You know, just getting out there in the football field and competing is what these guys love to do. And they're on the precipice of being able to do that.
All right, a couple more questions for Jim Harbaugh, who's a very, very busy guy with all the – as we speak, I'm sure his front office is signing undrafted free agents, et cetera. So got to ask you, one of the talks – you know, we had a lot of air to fill the last 6 months – is teams that will be helped or hurt by the lockout. And the 49ers are always listed as a team hurt by the lockout because you were robbed of 5 months of working with your team. Is that just an inescapable fact that you were hurt by the lockout?
Well, I think it's irrelevant is what I think of it, because, you know, once we start practicing, we start playing, it's, you know, there's not going to be any footnote. There's not going to be asterisk, you know, who was hurt, who wasn't. I mean, there's, you know, the obstacles, yes, you know, a myriad of them, but, you know, now it's, now we have a timeline. Now we know, what we have, and we're going to have a season. We're going to have these practices you know, now we got to teach. Now we got to learn. Now we got to compete. We got 1,000 little things that we have to do. And, you know, it's a sprint. It's a race to see how many of them we can do right.
And then speaking to that, you know, teaching, you did it at Stanford and now you're doing it at the 49ers. And already there are reports you've signed some Stanford kids, including the center Chase Beeler, who we actually had on the show at the Orange Bowl. What a delightful kid he is. Doesn't he like fluent in Russian or Russian history?
Yeah, too much for us almost.
Now, will it be true that you will kind of favor the Stanford kids when you sign these undrafted free agents? And maybe tell us about maybe signing a kid like Chase Beeler. How important was that to you?
Well, I mean, our personnel department, Trent Baalke, our GM, Tom Gamble, too, as well, has just done a fabulous job of you know, evaluating, scouting players, and it was a mad rush yesterday. You know, calling these youngsters and getting them on the phone, and you know, so many of them wanted to be 49ers. That's what kind of gets me pumped up. So yeah, do I take great pride in the fact you know, that these players are going to be 49ers, and then you know, the roster of 85, 90, whatever the final number is. You know, really proud that those players are going to be on our team, and they should be proud too, to be playing, to be, you know, have the opportunity to play in the National Football League, the name that's going to be on the back of that jersey. So many things, you know, you just live in the dream, so to speak. As I was looking at Bruce Miller and Colin Kaepernick this morning, and seeing the excitement in their eyes, so I favor all of them, and you know, I want them all to be successful, and I can't wait to coach him. And then ultimately the you know, the ones that do more things right, you know, in the meeting rooms and in the classroom, or will make up our final roster. So you know, suppose in the end those will be the ones that I favor the most, but excited to have them all here, to be honest with you, and really proud that they're going to be on our football team.
And we shouldn't underrate these undrafted free agents, right? I mean, any number of them have come on to become players and stars in the league, even, right?
You look across the NFL landscape every single year. the amount of undrafted free agents that make the team, contribute to the team, start on the best teams in the National Football League, is high. So that's where I'm pretty darn excited and happy with the job all of our staff has done and recruiting some of these players to the San Francisco 49ers.
And just real quick, as we wrap up here with Jim Harbaugh, the first Harbaugh show, Jim Harbaugh show with Murph and Mac here. Jeremiah Masoli is a name that's been reported as signed. He's out of the Bay Area. Controversial college past. Is that somebody that you have high hopes for? Or, you know, how do you take a kid who has that, left Oregon under a cloud of controversy, et cetera? Do you care about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we care. We care, a lot about how a young man is wired, and my associations in dealing with him, I've been around him, and I'm not gonna speak definitively because I've only competed against him and did have a chance to work him out this summer, and he'll run on his own gas. He'll have the opportunity to come in here and compete, and we wouldn't have signed him if we didn't think that, that he had an excellent chance of being a part of this football team. So, like all of our guys, that's what they will do. They'll run on their own gas, and we'll give them the opportunity and coach them up.
Okay, and then finally, just on a kind of a lighthearted note almost, that, I don't know, maybe it's not lighthearted. We all watch the HBO Real Sports thing with your family, and we got to see your dad. Boy, you got emotional talking about your brother and you, and it was a really neat glimpse into your family, see you and your brother sitting down. Just wondering, sometimes you do those things, and then they get edited, and you're wondering, right, like, hey, that
left out the best
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, just
yes,
wondering,
they
how did
leave
you
out the best stuff.
See?
See? So tell
they
us what it was.
That.
The best stuff came from my mother, Jackie, who was part of the interview with my dad there, and, the most profound things that she said about football and, being a mom and raising three kids and married to a husband who was a coach were the best things and really the most profound things. And I was a little shocked that they didn't make it onto the broadcast.
So we'll give Mom her time. She, as always, right, the real nerve center
they
of the
run
family,
the show.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
So Mom and Dad will be out at Candle. They'll find their way to Candlestick this year, I imagine, huh?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely they'll be out. This lockout has affected both my parents. They were counting on off-season mini camps and OTAs, and if you asked my dad, he would tell you that his best vacation spot that he could ever imagine is coming to training camp. So he'll be out here.
Like father, like son. All right, Jim, we enjoyed it.
Thanks,
know,
Coach.
All the morning commuters did too. You're going to hang up the phone and go right back to work, I'm sure. So we'll talk to you next week, Jim.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jim Harbaugh on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Here's